A word that we're all hearing a lot this morning is unity. You've got a lot to say on that, haven't you?
Yes, I think also this morning, however, the leaders of the campaign, both the First Minister and Alistair Darling, have started out in the right way by being quite subdued and quite restrained in their comments, and that's a good way to start bringing people back together again. But I'm conscious that particularly those who feel like the losers today are feeling bereft, and that's going to take time to heal, which is why, among other things, on Sunday, I'm looking forward to welcoming the party leaders to St Giles for a service where we will begin the process of committing ourselves to common purpose.
When we call for unity, we're suggesting that there has been division. And in the run-up to the vote, we probably saw that in every way possible. But also as a community leader, you will have seen this. How concerned have you been by the things that you've heard, the things that you've seen as well?
Well, I think it was obvious and natural that people were going to take sides here. And people are passionate about this. People are either passionate about the union or they're passionate about independence. They believed in it all their life. So I wasn't surprised that we took sides. But the Scottish people are resilient and they know how to, once the discussion is over, the debate is over, they know that there's a real need to be Scots together. Nobody's trying to steal anybody's identity. We're all Scots. And while it will take some time, I'm convinced that because of the tone of the debate overall, there was a little bit of trouble on the edges, but the tone overall was good, and therefore I'm optimistic that the tone of the process of healing will also be good.
It's an interesting weekend because none of us knew how we would be spending it, none of us knew how we would be feeling this weekend. For the average person out there, what do they need to do to be able to move on from this? You've just spoken of this feeling of being bereft almost.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that now's the time to actually physically go out and take down the yes and the no signs. And that's something that you do physically. And you replace them with a one sign. We've started a little twibbon campaign on Facebook where we've said to people, whatever page you were on yesterday, let's all be on the same page today and put a one sticker to say that we're together. And that's a very physical thing to do. And that helps to start the journey. But it's not all that's required. I've also suggested that perhaps people would like to find somebody that voted the other way and take a selfie with them and post it so that they're actually saying, well, we were on a different page yesterday, but we're in the same photograph today. We're one people, we're one Scotland. But it won't be all over this weekend. It's a long journey, and that part of that journey is seeing that the politicians deliver on what they have promised. And part of that is making sure that they include the people of Scotland who have been mobilised to talk about politics, that they're included in the discussion about the future.